Why to Extend Faith, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, O Tulsi, your personal interest is met by Rama and your supreme interest by Raghuveer, who has valiant warriors like Lakshman and the son of the wind serving him. Dohavali 55. Here Goswami Tulsi Das provides further justification for extending full faith and trust to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Rama. It is one thing to have faith in someone to deliver a particular thing. I have faith in the news person on television to accurately report what is going on in other nations. I trust the weatherman to do his best to predict the weather for the next few days. We put trust in so many people, for meeting different things. Tulsi Das leaves no doubt that with Rama there should be full surrender. Both the personal interest and the interest in the afterlife are met in him, who is a heroic warrior served by the most valiant warriors this world has ever seen. Svarta's personal interest. As soon as we emerge from the womb, we become aware of this type of interest. We cry to have our hunger go away. We ask our parents to buy us toy cars for play. When we go on family trips, in frustration we repeatedly ask, are we there yet? In adulthood we look for a nice dwelling, a fancy car, and an attractive life partner. In this way Svarta continues, as to live means to desire. Paramartha is the supreme interest. This is for the future beyond the foreseeable. Where will we go after death? What circumstances will we find? Will we be happy? Is there a way to ensure safe passage to the best destination in the afterlife? Paramartha takes care of this. Each person has their own idea of supreme interest. To the atheist, supreme interest is non-existent. Everything ends at death, so Svarta is their supreme interest. To the religiously inclined, supreme interest is going to heaven in the afterlife. Rebirth is acknowledged by those who follow the Vedic tradition. So birth in favorable circumstances, such as in a mercantile family, a heavenly planet, or a family of transcendentalists, is considered the supreme interest to be met. Quote, the unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people, or into a family of rich aristocracy. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.41. Since he is supremely knowledgeable, Goswami Tulsi Das understands that Svarta and Paramartha can both be fulfilled through one source. Though they are two terms, the only thing distinguishing them is time. Both are interests, but one is met sooner and the other later. In either case, the individual will exist. Therefore, better it is to seek an interest that gives pleasure today that will continue into the future. Svarta and Paramartha merge when there is service to the divine, otherwise they remain separate. In service to the divine, Svarta is met. The individual gets happiness right away. It arrives because the individual is happiest when serving. Service to the divine, which can be done through something as simple as chanting the holy names, brings happiness immediately. The person who always chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare swims in the ocean of nectar that is the transcendental sound vibration representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Svarta turns into Paramartha because the service never stops, provided the desire is there. Of course there is some concern here. How can we believe that the interest will remain? If I'm enjoying in my house right now, I know that one day the house will be gone. One day I will be forced to leave. Therefore I inherently understand that the Svarta of enjoying in the house is different from Paramartha. How, then, can the Svarta of service to God in love become Paramartha? At the theoretical level, the two merge because the Supreme Lord is eternal in body and spirit. He is the lone individual who does not go through reincarnation. Time works at his direction, therefore it cannot operate on him. In his original form of Sri Krishna, his transcendental body is described to be Navayovanam. He never ages past pre-youth. Quote, this Navayovana, or pre-youth, is the eternal transcendental form of Krishna. Krishna never grows older than Navayovana. Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 20.384 purport. Krishna is also Rama, the worshipable form of choice for Tulsidas. When there is pure service to him, the Supreme Lord offers protection. He brings to the devotee what they lack and preserves what they have. If they start to lack favorable circumstances, he brings them to a new situation. If they have enthusiasm and an undying will to continue in service, he preserves whatever progress they have made. Quote, "But those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.22. Rama is also known as Raghuveer, which means the hero of the Raghu dynasty. How great of a hero is he? Rama has Lakshman serving him. Lakshman is Rama's younger brother, and in fighting strength he is equal. Hanuman also serves Rama. Both Lakshman and Hanuman are Rundira, or great warriors. They are the greatest warriors in fact, and they both serve the hero of the Raghu dynasty. In this way Tulsidas gives assurance to both himself and future generations that one who loves God purely has no reason to fear. Their bhakti practice will be protected by Rama, who is Lakshman and Hanuman standing by, ready to help. In closing, why to supreme faith to extend, and in afterlife's existence to pretend? Personal and supreme interest get through just a single source met. That person on the battlefield brave, any from ocean of suffering can save. As Lakshman and Hanuman standing by, give him faith, on their strength to rely.